Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. Shalom, Bukhima, welcome, I'm starting in Hebrew, welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, a spiritual mentor and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power, to bring your gifts to the world, to enjoy them and to let others be inspired by them. This is an empowerment program where we bring people with all kind of gifts that are in their gifts and sharing them to the world. And I want to say hello to my lovely co-host Gina Ann. Hello.
Hi, good
Gina.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We had
nice to be here. Yeah. Oh, we had a pre-show.
We had a pre-show
like
that you've kind of missed.
It's like a pre-ejacular show.
Yeah. Toot. Yeah, exactly.
Do we have one of those sensor buttons?
Yeah. No, because it'd be like a beep, beep. having fun already.
We are. This is great. Yeah, we had the pre-show already. And
with?
And now, so today I have the honor, the fun, really, to bring here this wonderful artist. I don't know him. And this is Itai. Is it Itai Dot or Itai?
It's just Itai by itself.
It's just Itai. It's just by Itai. By itself.
Plain and simple.
With the dot, right?
I don't think there's any dot there.
Okay, there's no doubt. Well, so I have Itai. Itai is an independent songwriter. He's an engineer and a vocalist, and he's quite an artist. We will enjoy his creations a little later. His influences are hip hop, blues, R&B, rap, neo soul, and lo-fi,
and rock and roll,
and rock and roll. Yeah. And I really would like to hear your influences, and because you wrote, you know, you said that you started really in a lockdown studio. That's probably before the COVID, right? Just around.
Yeah, right. Probably about a year before COVID had started, I started getting serious with engineering and mixing vocals, and then it slowly turned its course into songwriting and becoming an artist and making music and. Just all the above.
That's cool. So a few weeks ago we had your sister.
My sister.
Your sister. We had Ariana. So there's quite a talent going on there.
In the family. Yeah. The apple doesn't fall far.
Oh, that's guys. So yeah. I'm really happy that you're here. You know, it's really I'm really proud of you. It's really great to see how far you've come. You have over 260,000 streams, man.
Well, yeah. So that's actually that's about from 4 to 6 months ago. We're like over a million collectively now.
Oh wow! So wait, the 260,000 was from 4 months ago?
Was from about 6 months ago, 4 to 6 months ago.
Wow.
And in the past month alone, actually, on my song. Alone.
You just dropped it, right?
No. So this record that has been out for about a year and a half just started really picking up traction on Spotify, and it's now at about 600,000 streams.
Woo-hoo. Wow, this is amazing.
It's fun, it's great. I mean, even my generation, I love it.
To the mic, speak to the mic.
I'm speaking to a Thai mic. No, but he's so multi-talented, and what he does is he makes it fun. You can tell, like, his smile lights up. So his music is the same way. The energy that he gives off in his music. And he inspired me because he wears like these jumpsuits, so I had to wear one too, just like him. See, do it. Show it. Wait, there we go.
No. I have to admit. When I saw first this sweatshirt. It says that's awful lot of cough syrup. Now, I don't want to encourage anybody, but I've learned about this cough syrup. I thought it was just like, oh, kids are just getting nerdy and stuff like that. But they're actually getting very dangerous, you know, with these things, you know, with this cough syrup. So, are you with me? Just, I don't want to interrupt you, you know, in case you're, you know, if you're on the phone or something, I don't want to interrupt
this
you.
Is
I mean,
great.
You know,
no, this is. He has to answer his fans.
Oh, yeah, he's answering his fans.
Yes, my OnlyFans. So, yeah. Guys, go click the link in my bio.
There you go. There you go.
It's only $9.99 a month to see me get wild and free.
I'm being invited next in the TikTok. So, and thank you for joining. See, there's my life. I know. You know.
Yeah, Gina, your life. You have a bunch of who's here.
I can't say from this.
Fishman. But... Who's Fishman? Josias. Is this Josias or Josias?
I can't see from here, but I'm just glad everyone's welcome.
Oh, yeah, everybody's welcome.
Write
welcome.
A comment if you have a comment on Facebook Live. So, we want to hear from you.
So we're here. I'm here. Started here and looking at everything spiritual. I like to look at everything spiritually because I believe that everything that we're doing has a spiritual reason and cause. You know, even the choices that we make, the songs that we make, the life experiences that we go through. And if you have any questions, if you have anything to share, if you want to share anything, the number is on the top of the screen. But if you're on IG Live, it is 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. And Gina, to you who don't know, Gina is an intuitive counselor. She's an intuitive counselor as a children's book author. She writes a children's book with JoJo that is touring town and creating all kind of
She's all over the
havoc.
World. She's around the globe.
She's around the globe.
So every character represents an emotion or a moral to the story, whatever your spiritual background is. What I love what Atai said, though, during the COVID, like this is a gift he's always had. But during the COVID, he really utilized and the opportunity in this lockdown and whatever space we were all in to create.
Yeah.
And to create more. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
That's what's so admirable. And what drove you to that? Like, I know you were in kind of seclusion, but
you
always had it in you. So what drove you to that next step? So you can inspire others to do, because you don't have to do it during COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
I think seeing everybody else taking advantage of it, everybody mm-hmm. else that I was intertwined with had just been taking that time to really focus on what they wanted and hone in their skills on whatever they wanted to make happen. So I have a lot of friends that are doing music already before I started, and I saw what they wanted, and I said, you know, I could probably work a little bit harder and get a little bit farther.
And you did.
And I did.
And you did. You know, it's because you started as a kid. You always were involved. Were interested in music in different forms. You know, playing guitar, but you have a really wonderful voice.
Well, it's in the family, what I love. I mean, you're very talented as well. He's not just a spiritual mentor. He does music and editing, and your mom does music as well, right? So
absolutely.
How did you know what genre of music?
That's right.
You know, because your dad does a different genre. Why were you drawn to this type of genre? I mean, it's super fun, hip-hop and rap and rock and roll and blues.
You know, I guess the rap and stuff came in when I was probably like 13.
Okay.
Or 14, and I started really going towards that. Up until then, it was all rock and roll and all like Led Zeppelin and Iron Maiden and, you know, Black Sabbath and that kind of stuff.
Why that music? How did it draw you? Why did you like that? How did it make you feel? Because music is feeling, right?
Absolutely.
It's all the senses.
Well, this one was storytelling.
It was mainly angst when I was younger.
Yeah.
For sure. It was the rock and roll and the... And then rap came along and I said, you know what? F the system. And that's how I felt at the time. And...
Well, you can tell your story through music.
Yeah, so you chose that. I mean, you wrote, you know, difficult times. Does that have to do with the kind of music? Because rap and that genre is really, it's more about storytelling. It's more about the telling of what they're going through or what the singer is going through.
Right.
So do you feel that, and did you notice the change in your lyrics from the beginning to now?
Yes, because when I first started doing this music stuff, right, I started as an R&B artist.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what, I'm only a neo-soul singer and R&B and melodies and et cetera, et cetera. And then I was influenced by some of the people I was recording. And I started to just really love the rap stuff. And
how did you make the connections, Atai? I mean, because that's big. Really huge connections.
I mean, he was locked. He was in the house during COVID. He was all the time in the house. You know, he had his equipment and he was doing stuff from there. So how did you get the connection?
Well, I had, from before COVID started, had already been spending. I've spent thousands of hours recording people for free.
Mm-hmm. That I remember.
Look at that.
That I remember.
And it was just to somehow get to the next connection and somehow get to the next person and somehow get to the next opportunity. And that was, I was taking anything I could get at the point.
That's great.
And I love that. That's beautiful because I was telling you before the show, a lot of Gen X people get a bad rap. Oh, everything's easy. They're spoiled. No, you worked hard. What you're doing and what you're saying is motivating not only young adults like you, but adults as well. I mean, they've had to make some tough decisions during this COVID. They've lost their job and, right. and you yeah. took it and you worked hard. Did you hear what he said? He did it for free, but you had a passion for it.
Yeah, I love to do it.
You had a goal, but you love to do it. That's the difference.
To create the song at the end and to
because
say that
you played. I'm a big proponent of play.
So this is also the topic of this week, also when we started Friday, this manifestation. Mm. How do you manifest? And manifesting is being there. I remember we had this conversation, is being there already, feeling. How does it feel to already be there? Mm. How does it feel to be where you envision yourself to be and operate from that space? You know, I remember we were recording a lot for free, and you had some pretty good stories. I mean, you eventually got to Kanye West studio, right?
Kanye West studio. Yeah, good. Was owned by his label, Good Music.
Yeah.
And it was over there in North Hollywood. They shut it down now, I think, some months prior to him releasing his Donda album that just dropped. But super blessed to get in there and meet some amazing people that I'm still in contact with. That, you know, I met some of the house engineers there.
I remember a particular story.
Oh man!
I remember a particular story. You know, this is an example of when you believe in yourself. When you believe in yourself, you don't have to prove anything to anybody, and you know that you're on the right path when you don't try and change also anybody. Now, this is a great story how you got into that label.
Yeah. Well,
is it a shareable story?
Not really.
Well, you don't
because
say names.
As soon as it's said, it's known. You know,
no, so just made your way. So,
yeah, I made my way.
You know
basically, I proved myself in an intense situation.
Abracadabra, this is your show.
Create
what does it mean?
What you speak,
and that's
right.
what you did.
Literally,
absolutely,
literally.
So it's in the DNA.
Yeah,
it's in the Dana. We're going to soon. We're going to play a song, a clip of yours that's called Success. Mm. You know, and we'll see. Pretty cool. I mean, I come from a place where when I do edit, I'm looking at making a story, but also a visual expression, and just like having fun. What you did on the video is pretty cool. I mean, it's like
you're having took fun. A bunch of,
it was having fun.
Yeah,
this is about having fun. We need to have fun. You know, we've been through so, and we still are in the midst of Kakamaika. You know, and it's like we were.
That's a new word. I like it.
Dun, 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 dun,
it dun, it's all dun, in the k.
In the k. There was a
Karuna,
and it's a, you know and
Kamini.
Kakadoodle-doo.
Kakadoodle-doo. I mean, the best ideas come from cockamamie ideas.
Exactly. You know, we get this world in harmony, and we are the cacophonia.
Cacophonia.
It's a term. It's actually a term in music.
Yeah.
Cacophonia.
Yeah.
Cacophony. Mm-hmm. There you
cacophony,
go.
Yeah. Okay. David Cacophony.
Oh, first.
I made it too.
So you work with artists like Eastwood.
Go ahead, pronounce them.
Okay, you will figure out why I'm laughing.
This was a pre-show. This, go ahead, pronounce them.
With Eastwood, Compton Menace, Kanye West, Good Music Studio, and
go ahead, just say it the original way you said it.
Chef Boy Bonez. Listen, there is a B Chef Boy Bones, right? But it says B-O-N-E-Z. It's Bonez.
It's
I'm coming
Bones,
from Israel. It's Bonez. Chef Boy Bonez. But he knows, I mean, he wants to be called, that's his name, Chef Boy Bones.
Right.
But Bones also, it's N-E-S, right? Bones.
But it's the buzz.
So put B-O-N-E-S-Z. B-O-N-E-Z. Oh, that's what you did.
That's what he
did. Oh.
There's no alcohol, just water.
Exactly, no alcohol, just water.
Well,
an energy drink.
So no, this is really good. So your words, when you change your words, right? So I remember initially the lyrics you were using were really coming from anger, right? I mean, there's a lot of, maybe I'm wrong, but maybe I was.
In the beginning,
right? There was a lot of.
It was a lot of sad breakup songs.
Mm.
And I was just trying to find a place to pull from.
Well, I mean, you had also.
A lot
going on. I mean.
Right.
Not that I know, I wasn't there.
Which we all do, and see, this is what you're
learning. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Well,
yeah.
You were there, but you were not there.
I was there, but I wasn't there for the.
This is where I come in as
the
spiritual intuitive counselor and the mediator.
Yeah.
So now we're going to role play father son, which I love.
No, yes, I recognize that. I admit that I wasn't there. I wasn't there for a long time. You know, we would meet every few months when I would come to visit here. And you know, summer and stuff like that.
But you took that pain and you turned it into pleasure. That's what it's about.
And now it's what gets me going in the morning.
And now we can laugh about it.
And now here you are together. So this is the stories. My story is about inner child. This is why the work you do is sound healing.
Sound is because where I come from is all the time was sound for me. You know, mm-hmm. So I think it manifested in a way that allows me expression in different ways. Sound is not the only thing, but
of course.
But yeah, sound and music were always there as a beacon, you know.
That's right.
Well, as a beacon.
Mine was writing and poetry, so we're drawn to what makes us feel good. Again, I love play. I love when neuroscience procreates with the woo woo. That's where the magic
the
is.
Yeah.
You know, it's a science.
Yeah.
I mean, play in any kind of facet, and the fact that it shows that you're having fun in your music videos. I mean, what is your handle on TikTok and Instagram? So
yeah,
people can reach out to you. They want to know.
So it's the same on both.
Which is
itai.official with two L's, and you can find that on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Music.
So it's not itai.only because that's why I put it. That's why I thought initially it was.
So if you go to Spotify, it'll be itai with a dot.
Okay.
That's about it.
So on Spotify, it's itai with a dot.
Mm. And this is your opportunity now. Call in. Ask any questions that you want. You know, that's. Alana and I are here the same way. We do all different things.
Yeah. So. But it wasn't peachy road, you know? It wasn't peachy road to get to where you are, as far as the music and everything. Is there anything that you can share? I mean, you're pretty much LA raised for the most part. You weren't born in
LA, baby.
You're an LA baba.
Mm.
Okay. So you're in LA here, but. And it's difficult. I mean, I know many people that are saying, well, I want to come here, I want to be an actress or...
I do too.
An actor. Yeah. And it's difficult, but it seems that, thank God, you were given that gift and you found that niche to push through. But it wasn't easy all the time. Can you share something that is...
Did you ever think of giving
took
up?
You, wait, let me finish. Yeah. That will go from... Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can you share something like this? Something that happened?
I think everybody comes to that point at some point in time. But it kind of, you know, what defines you, what you do when you get to that point. So when I got to that point, I stopped recording music probably like a year and a half into recording people every day and doing my own music as well. And, you know... Even, you know, some of the people that I was around every day didn't want me to sing or record or make my own music because, you know,
wait.
It takes away from their shine, you know. And,
so people
and
that you were recording to, for?
Yeah. Yeah, people that I was around every day and they just weren't very supportive of my own songwriting.
Exactly.
They're all in the world for me recording their music and mixing their music and doing whatever they needed.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really easy for people to do that. But to support somebody when they are trying to push something and do something for themselves, it's a little bit of a different story.
Yeah, that they were not there like you were for them.
Right.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
You know when that...
So now, when I get called all the time to mix songs... for people, I can tell them no. because I have enough clients and I don't need to do that for them.
you mean those same people that did not see you?
Same people. Now
they're calling you to do work.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about that? Is that like a bittersweet kind of sweet revenge thing?
I almost wish that they just didn't call me.
I see.
Because I don't want to feel like, haha, I'm on top now and I'm this and that and doing this and that. I would rather just had it been kosher from the beginning.
You've got that thing in you of honesty and truth. So I totally get what where you're coming from. But you know, sometimes people go through through stuff that makes them change. You know, that shifts their. So in the beginning, if they were wrongdoing, you know, they may have shifted their perception. So do you feel that they shifted their perception, or they just want to ride on your success again?
You know, most likely just the success.
They just want that.
Yeah, you know.
They didn't call and talk to you about, oh, listen, I'm sorry about what happened, blah, blah, blah.
No, nobody's going to do that.
So that, double charge
nobody's
them.
Nobody's going to do that.
So double charge them.
I just don't do their work.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Integrity.
You don't want their energy.
Yeah, don't want.
I hear you.
Don't need to work with the energy. Now I'm blessed enough to work with a handful of clients that have a huge catalog for each one of them, and I'm kind of able to pick and choose who I'm mixing music for now.
I hear you.
Which is a blessing.
It is a blessing.
And then I get to work on my own stuff.
Oh, so nice.
Do you have some new stuff going on?
Yes. So I just recorded this amazing pop rock alternative punk sort of
Shish kebab, 90s type
vibe.
You're getting in my generation now.
Yes.
90s.
Yes. And it's amazing. It's not done yet, but...
Can you give a little tease?
Ooh. I might have it on my phone.
Oh. It's okay. Well, you know what? That's why you have his contact. Just pay attention to what's on his
exactly.
Social
pay attention
media.
To his
I'm excited
Spotify.
To hear it. I like the 90s.
Yeah, 90s.
Big hair.
It's a vibe.
But
yeah.
80s, 80s, 80s.
80s too. Yeah.
80s, are, 80s
I wasn't
is the
here
best.
For those.
No, I know you weren't.
Well, you were just a little, you were a thought. You were a thought in your mom and dad's mind.
I was just swimming.
You were just swimming.
Actually, no.
No?
I didn't know
you
who his mom
was. You were just swimming, going, where am I going? That's
but
great.
I will tell you something interesting. The name, you know, I talk about Aritai, right? Ariana is your sister, Itai is you. And I all the time had, I remember that name, Aritai, I don't know where from or how from. I remember in the army days, I had that name. I had a vision of that name, Aritai Studios.
Wow.
I had Aritai. I don't know where this came from. I don't remember. It was in the 80s. It was like mid 80s, 86, 87. I didn't meet your mom until the 91 or 92, something like that.
Funny. Yeah.
So I had that. So they abracadabra.
Well, I at 12, I knew I was going to have a boy. I drew.
There you go.
And I cut out magazine articles. I was 12. I just knew I always wanted to be a mom. I knew it. And I cut out magazine articles and I drew him. And then when I had my son Christopher, I have a daughter Megan as well. I saw her, but she was faint. Christopher was the first one. And I knew when I was pregnant, I was having a boy. When my cousin, who I grew up with in Texas, saw him, she goes, "That's like your picture." I go, "I know."
Yeah, right.
So from 12, I don't know. I just knew I always wanted to be a mom. Always.
So it's interesting. What's your spiritual connection? What's your karmic connection to Christopher?
Yeah, and my daughter Megan. I knew when she was. From conception, I'm like, oh, I'm having a girl. I knew. And I knew she would be, they're both, you know, lessons. Daughter's bigger lessons. But I love her. She's amazing. She's amazing. And
oh,
I love my
great.
Son.
She's
they
great.
Both. I mean, I've never been around girls. I was raised with three brothers. So when
girls
I had a little girl.
Girls
like,
actually have been mean to you, haven't they?
Oh, my whole life. My whole
it's
life.
Like girls are threatened. Women are threatened by you.
I was just bullied by women. I had a knife pulled on me. Older cousins didn't. You know, it was really interesting as women. As like, oh, she must have daddy issues. No, I love my dad. I said, it was women.
Wow.
And girls that were the meanest, they'd pull my hair. You got hair down there. I'm like, I didn't even know anything what they were talking about. I didn't understand what was going on.
Like, why would they do that, right? Why would they do that?
Like, you know, it's okay. And you know those same girls, and I won't mention it, now they're friends. Or they, the same kind of thing, like...
Yeah,
but it's okay. I'd already forgiven and moved past that and turned, you know, because that's their story. It takes a long to come to that. And as you as well, you have stories as well. And that's why you started this. You have many shows and you have many... your music, your editing. I mean, you're editing for the top legend in Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Mati Kaspi. I mean, yeah, just finished it. So, I mean, that's huge. This is a man who dreamed and idolized the singer, and now he's working with him.
That's
the
pretty,
vision. So me as a mother, you through yours, and look what you created. You're actually working with
well,
Mati
that's
Kaspi.
Yeah, thank God, really. That was 40 years. It was 40 years.
40
I got to know this guy when I was 10 years old. Yeah, and then to do like three of his latest songs, and we're putting a program, from him for him, a tribute at the beginning of October 1st. So it'll be on my Facebook, and it is already on my Facebook if you want to go check it out.
Thanks.
Really great eclectic music and wonderful. So never mind that now.
Legendary.
Well, no, it just shows the talent and the manifestation and what we've seen as young children. Like, if you didn't go through what you went through,
exactly,
you wouldn't have the music and the storytelling as you have now.
Right.
You could have turned bitter.
Right.
You could have turned around. It's like the bully can become the bully or can turn around and help others.
Right. Exactly. Many times the bully becomes the bully.
Many times, or the abuser becomes the abusee.
Exactly.
But, you know, bullies, there's a lot of fear. I'm not condoning behavior, but there's a lot of fear behind it.
Right.
So, like I said, what is, because I do follow you. I am a fan. You know, I also care about you, but I'm also a fan. So, your last video, talk about that.
Last video.
Yeah.
Video we're going to see today, right? Success.
Yes. Oh, talk
about, so let's talk about success. We're going to see it in about 4 minutes.
Love it.
So that video is literally just having fun and celebrating everything that I've done up until now and just enjoying myself in the process. That we shot that video in about, you know, probably one day, I think. We didn't have any extra shots. We shot it in one day. And rode around the city. And
how was it filming during these times? Meaning, was it difficult? Did you get... Because, you know, I always said it's COVID shame and COVID this. How did you feel? I mean, did you...
Had we have had a bigger shoot, it would have been more... it would have been tougher to get through all the... stipulations, but luckily we only had two girls that were in the video with me that both had their vaccinations and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, they're not really breathing on you in the video.
No, he is, but they're not.
I'm definitely, I might be breathing over their shoulder at one point.
And drooling.
You know.
Well, he doesn't have to drool. He has something else drooling for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
like,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Like he's doing some... peanut butter,
yeah,
whatever,
I know, that's
chocolate,
that.
Or whatever that is.
It's been called many things.
I thought it was honey.
It's been called ketchup, mustard, honey. You know, it's maple syrup.
It looks like I said honey.
Honey.
It's artistic.
It looks sweet.
Yeah. Right.
Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so this is... But what? Yeah, when it landed, when it landed on it.
So, yeah. It was just having fun. It was a record, just me saying, "Yep, I'm out here doing what I love to do, and I'm getting paid to do it." And
that's,
you know,
important too.
And I feel like that's success to me, whether I'm on a stage in front of 100,000 people or not. I'm still accomplishing what I want.
So here's the thing that's interesting about what you're saying with success. It's not the materialistic, what I'm hearing from you. It's not the materialistic. It's actually, I mean, it's a byproduct of what you're doing, of what you're succeeding in doing what you love.
Right.
This is how I define, at least in this part of my lifetime, success is doing really what you love.
Right.
Doing really what you love.
Well, I like how you said, I feel the same way. I used to feel guilty taking money, like I would assist so many people and children, but you're taking value. I love that you said I'm getting paid for it. I had to learn that very late in life through survival. So doing what I love, I'm like, why wouldn't I feel that? Why wouldn't I accept the value of abundance in whatever form it comes in, money or whatever it is, to help my children and my family, why wouldn't I accept that? I used to feel guilty, like, oh, no, no. I used to give, like, all my books away to, like, the hospitals, which is great, and the schools. And I'm like, when someone buys, I'm like, oh, I'm like, that's, why would I deny that? Because I love to give.
That's great.
So why would I deny receiving? I had to come to that at a very late age. And I think in your generation, it's important to pass on, do what you love and get the value for it. Whatever your abundance is, whatever your definition of success, it could be success is just doing what you love, or it could be bringing an abundance of one form.
All right. So that's right. That's right. Thank you. So let's hear, let's see the clip Success by Itai. And there you go. Okay, we're back. There you go. Because it's a little delay. Wow. So
lovely, fun.
This is really fun. So you have here, who was it produced by? It says in the beginning of the video, there is producer.
Oh, that, it's directed and edited by Martin Ma.
Martin Ma.
Shout out to Martin. Amazing job on editing and shooting on one day's notice.
Right.
Came through and saved the day. So
lovely. Martin. So when you look at it and you look at your work, is it kind of, how does it, when you see your own work, how do you feel?
Yeah, how do you feel?
You know, it was almost, it was a weird factor for me for a certain period of time, just like hearing your voice on a phone call or a microphone or something like that. And it took me a second to get used to, but that was probably like the third or fourth shoot. That I had done, and I was super comfortable at this point and just having fun. And each one of the videos or songs, though, just brings me back to where I was at that point in my life. So it's like smelling a certain scent that brings
takes you back. Right? Oh yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, great line.
I can smell a scent that goes back.
That's
centuries.
Like each song is like a different smell.
What a great! That's a song in itself. That's a great expression.
Yeah.
Thank Say you. That again.
Each song is a different scent.
Oh, wow.
Brings
you back to that memory.
Then that's his, so that's...
Then we talk about scents like the other week, right? Scent that...
It's no a soul. What did you teach me?
Yeah, I had like last week I was talking, no scent. There is no another person with the same scent. There are no two scents alike.
Right.
And there is no two, like there are no two thumbprints alike. There are no two songs alike because each song has its own scent. Yeah. Nice.
See?
Hey, shish kebab, man.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
Oh, I love that. I love the weave of words.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. So you're looking at, so like, you're looking at your video. You know, it's like looking at what you created. Does it become like, does the feeling becomes different after a while? Like you get kind of, you know, because when you do something kind of numb, because when you do something for a long time, repetitive, it can become like, oh, it's a regular thing. Do you ever get used to this?
Yes and no. I just try and remind myself that I'm always creating something that wasn't there before.
Oh, and, nice.
And that helps me with not getting tired of it, you know?
So to build upon what you said, that made me think of something. What else would you like to create that you haven't created yet? Because
yes.
I know there's more, and I can feel it oozing off of you.
Maybe he doesn't even know it yet.
No, I think he does.
There might be a little bit of plotting.
Yeah, because I'm getting that intuitive. I can feel the energy. I'm like, and I'm getting warm. I'm like, there's more in there. It's just you haven't birthed it yet.
Right, right. Well, yeah.
You don't have to give it away. Just a little tease.
Just
a
little.
I can feel it.
Just a little.
Little nibble. Little nibble.
Nibbles. Yeah, nibble.
There's a storyline coming. Mm. There's like a huge project that's going to string along. But for right now, we're just giving little hints and tastes and teases and singles.
Nice, okay. Nice.
And until a nice big EP comes out.
Oh, nice. It's not like the old days where you have to take a whole EP, a whole LP, right?
Right.
Now you're just singles.
Yeah.
Singles. Because they all deserve their own attention.
That's true. Nice.
Look at that. You're a writer.
That,
that's why I know there's more to you.
Yeah, you're
I love
right,
it.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. I for years, I kept telling myself that I don't know how to write. For years. Until about I don't know, 3-4 years.
Yeah, you really started though. Going crazy with the writing the past few years.
Yeah. Right?
Got really
well, you had to
it.
Believe, right?
Here's the thing. The realization of, let's say, of being able to write didn't come actually from the writing itself. It came from something else. It came from, I think, from the editing and from the music and being able to, and talking on the radio. Mm-hmm. So I started this program on my birthday about 4 years ago. I decided on my birthday, I'm going to give it, just jump. It's like, because if we start thinking about something, many times we don't
doesn't
do it.
Doesn't happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just to jump without thinking. It's like jumping
like
ahead.
Like kids.
Yeah.
Like children do.
Exactly.
They just jump in a puddle. They don't think that they're getting their shoes all dirty. And
exactly.
Just go.
Exactly. You're absolutely
love
right.
That. So you're getting in touch
started,
with your child.
And that started with the writing. Then I met this last year.
Wow.
This wonderful intuitive counselor. I will not say her name here so she doesn't get offended.
Yeah.
And
Gina. Depends how you look at it. Every girl has one. Most men want one. I always say I'm an intuitive spiritual psychologist counselor, or in layman's term, I'm an intuitive plumber. I just help you clean the shit out. That's it.
Sounds like an important person to
right.
me.
Yeah. and then I really connected back to my inner child, really in a way that from an abundance place, from a place of recognizing and accepting and enjoying and just being in all this place without, oh, what this will say or what he will say or what they will say, you know, all these kind of things that are like
well, irrelevant.
It's truly been an exchange and such an honor and so grateful that y'all are in my life and I'm in yours and learned a tremendous amount
yes,
from
this is
you.
Great.
I
Thank
mean,
you.
So if I bring out the
you
child
too.
In you, you bring out the child in me. And then we bring a child on.
Yeah,
we're even more childish. He's probably the most adult.
No, he's great. You've grown so much and in such a wonderful way and done this all this thing with the music and connecting with people. And this is really great. You know, I had reminded me of you. I had here on the show, I think it was the Hebrew one, a guy from Israel, a kid, like, I think he's around your age, something like this. His name is...
Kfir,
yeah, Bobo. Mm. Bubu.
Mm-hmm.
Bubu.
Oh.
Bubu. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bobo is
Megan.
It's Megan.
My daughter, Bobo.
But Bubu, and he's an Israeli rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Israeli rapper. So I brought him, and he's doing the music in Hebrew, and he's telling the story in Hebrew. A little different, similar but different.
Right. I listened to a song of his, and I went. We're back and forthing a little bit on Instagram right now.
Oh, you are.
Great.
Seeing if we can work some kind of collaboration.
Oh, that's nice. That's what I wanted. That's great. Wonderful.
That's what Alonda. You are the master connector. You have artists on of all calibers, and he broadcasts them first, and then they take off.
And then they take off. Well, I mean, I think they take off because they are who they are.
You have that heart. There's no competitive. There's nothing. No. You want the best for everyone.
Amen. Only the best. You know, the thing with loving other people, it's hard to love somebody else like that you don't know, right? But it's like if you wish for somebody the best that you wish for yourself, that's an expression of love.
I don't think it's difficult to love somebody else.
I think it's easier to love somebody you don't
know.
Here's the thing. I guess I'm coming from a different place. You know, if you look at love and you look at the word, the Hebrew love, ahava, means I give. I give, right? So love, I mean, there's so many facets to it, really. And to really love somebody more than you love, like you love yourself, it can be really hard if you look at it from an emotional. Now, spiritually, we can understand the concept from an emotional place. Like the people, for example, not to pick on you, but to pick on you.
You can.
No, but you know, but here's the thing. Like you brought those people that, for example, that in the past, you know, kind of riding on your success and didn't want, and now they're coming back, right? So, for example, now I'm not saying this is not a do it or don't do it, or I'm just giving it as an example, right? So, how do you practice some like I love you for these people, right? Now, yeah, oh, they did this to me. So it can be challenging. Let's put it this way: it can be challenging to go past that hurdle. So in Judaism and in Kabbalah, it's what he says is wish for other person. I wish you all the best. I wish you really what you want, what I want for me. I wish for you that you'll have good, and this plane allows good to happen to the other person in the same way that you want it to happen for yourself. Because this is the ultimate, and we strive for that. I strive for that. To be in a place, a spiritual place, to really love that person in the same way that I express love to myself.
Well,
and it says love to your ve'ahavta le'recha kamocha. It says what's in Hebrew. It says love to your neighbor in the same way you love. Love to, not love your neighbor. Love to your neighbor in the same way that you express love to yourself. So
I agree with that to a certain extent. Yeah. It depends what kind of love. But I think if someone has quote unquote betrayed you, I feel like you don't have to love them. You can just come into neutrality, and that neutrality is you don't have to engage, but you can come into neutrality of what they do. And I think it's harder to, I think it's hard to love someone else if you have an expectation of them loving you back.
Right.
Well, that's not love feeling. Then. That's not love, right? That's,
well, it could be love, but I'm
that's
just
a utilitarian thing.
It could be whatever you, obviously, so what you want it to be. I think that's the most difficult. It's easy to love someone you don't know, but when you love someone you do know, there is that wanting of love back.
There is a reciprocation, return. Yeah, because we're humans. There is a reciprocation
thing. Why,
right?
That's why I didn't say spiritually. I mean, as humans, gotcha. We are. If we're betrayed, hey, I'm not condoning anyone's behavior, but what the spiritual part is coming to that neutrality of you don't have to engage with them. And that's a luxury because you did work hard for
that's
them.
That's right. Again, I didn't say it to push you otherwise.
Oh, no.
I know some of the people you're talking about. So
as a dad, a papa bear, oh, yeah. A fungu!
Shish
kebab. As a mother, I'd be like, bitches, come on. I'm just playing. This is non-scripted.
I say, yeah, this is non-scripted.
Unscripted, descripted, prescripted, postscripted. No, it's true. We all can relate. This is the whole thing.
We can relate.
And what you don't know about Atai is so talented, but one of the sweetest and kindest young men I've ever met. Really are. And I don't need to bullshit you because I can get his music right off of Spotify.
Buttering my buns.
like the maple syrup. So yeah, hook a sister up on one of your videos. I'm not doing that video, but
sounds about right. Okay. So,
I have my SAG card.
She's
an
actor.
It's fun. It's about playing.
Gina is an actor. Gina is an actor, like, and a talented one. And what's the movie you've been in? You're telling Itai that his friend is on?
Oh, I was in Straight Outta Compton and things like that. It was just fun.
A bunch of things.
But it was in the hospital I was born, Daniel Freeman Hospital in Inglewood. I was like, I called my mom. I'm like, I'm in the hospital where I was born because it shut down. And
right.
It was all weird. I'm like, it was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It was weird. Huh? You remember the time you came out of the womb. Says, I
did.
Remember that,
like,
corner of the wall.
Well, my mom said I slid out. So I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, here I am.
Yeah, she popped out.
Exactly. That's, yeah. So it was great. But what I love, I teach acting to kids too. I love it. I'm starting Tuesday. I love that everyone's back to school safely. You know, I want everyone to remain safe, whatever that means to everybody. But it's really, acting gets a bad rap. And this is where I feel you're leading into the ding, ding, ding in your head. So that's what I kept feeling from you, which... You know, role play is great, and acting was my savior's, where I could express my emotions without being judged or made fun of.
Yeah.
Or, and children right now, they don't, like, public speaking is one of their biggest fear. So when we role play, when we're someone else, it's easier, right?
Right.
Now, this is a question I have to ask you, speaking on the same term as acting. I know you love what you do and you are a Thai, but when you are performing in these videos, aren't you, you're a Thai official. It's different, right?
Yeah,
right.
It is.
That's because I can feel it. I know who you are on a personal level, but then when I see you're the same embodiment of it, but you've got this
oomph.
It's like cool. Like, not that you're not cool out of it, but.
I just remember from the first music video that I shot and, maybe it was like the 10-foot snakes that had me a little stiff.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it was also just being used to
stiff snake.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well,
you know. But it took me to.
Was it with scales or without?
So, a few.
Did it spit? Was it a cobra? What?
So wait, what was I saying?
The snake. Okay. The snake got him confused.
Right. But anyways, I just realized I had to take a certain part of myself and put it out there. When I'm shooting a video, there's a little bit of extra persona, and that extra persona is just me appreciating myself and what I've done. So it's more so of like, I have to be a little cocky and a little.
But why? Why do you have to be a little cocky?
For myself, like, for performance and for acting and for being out. Because as a person, when we're sitting next to each other, I'm not like, ha, look at me, I did this and that.
So what you're saying basically is what I hear sometimes. So you have a stage persona and you have here persona.
Right. Same person.
Same
just
person,
a little
just
bit more energy.
Just a different.
There, love that.
Same person,
exactly.
A different.
It's the same thing. Yeah. When but you're the same way when. Along goes into a sound therapy. I've had sound therapy with him. It's amazing. And I'm very sound sensitive. He does transfer. He's not Alon, you know, the inner child fun. It's like a different embodiment. You don't even be probably conscious of but your whole body, the voice, everything, it takes you to this other place. I recommend it. Go to his website. He can do it Zoom. I've done it both. I like it in person because you can. I like in person. I like touch feel. So the same way, again, when I saw your video, I know who you are on a personal level. You are. You do embody that. And I wouldn't say you're cocky. I just say you take on this kind of confidence.
Yes,
a different type
yes.
of confidence.
That was the word.
I wouldn't use that for you.
Yes.
You can. You certainly can. It's a good word. But it's confidence that you exude, which
is
beautiful.
That's what it is.
And you can tell you're having fun. I love the inner child. And I don't think you're ever going to grow up, which is lovely.
I don't think so.
I really don't. And your sister's well, lovely, lovely, talent, beautiful
yeah,
young
she's
girl.
Amazing.
As well as my children, Christopher, Megan, like so blessed. That's
they
my
are.
Greatest creation are my children and all the children and all the inner children in there. That's
yeah.
why I love doing what I do. I'm so blessed. God gave me this gift.
Amen. So yeah, thank you. So Itai, so we are. Wow, this went really fast.
Oh no,
we're a couple of minutes. You know, a few minutes before.
Say something, darling. Say something to inspire everyone.
So Itai, yeah, give something for us, for everybody who is watching, some inspirational, something from you, because you're giving us your music. We saw your clip. If you want to see his clips, go on. First of all, on Spotify, it's Itai Dot. And do you have YouTube, right?
Yeah, if you just go and type in ITAI success, I'll pop right up.
Beautiful.
No space?
No, you could space it. You don't have to space it. It'll pop up either way.
Okay, ITAI space success. And also, success is the name of the clip.
Right.
And give us a few gems.
Let's see here. Well,
especially now, you know, young people are coming back together. And
right. You know, I would just say keep going, because I know everybody in their head right now is questioning what's going to happen in the next 6 months to a year. And none of us really know. I mean, every day we don't know what's going to happen the next day. But
every hour,
just enjoy what you're doing. If you realize you're doing something and you're not having fun, then you should probably look at figuring out something else to do. And
that's
just
right.
enjoy your time while you're here.
And sometimes we have to work in order, but you can balance it. This is what we teach people as life coaches or whatever, is you don't have to give up your love and dream, but yes, we do have to pay bills. So if you have to do one, you can do both.
Right.
So thank you so much. It's so lovely. You're a great amount of fun even here. It's energy you can just feel.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you, Itai, for being here. Thank you. This is really a blessing.
Thank you.
Thank you for, I'm really blessed to be your papa.
Aw, see.
And you're wonderful. Thank you for coming.
Thank you
for
taking.
I mean, I know that you're busy because half of the time I don't see him. You know, I mean, to get him in here, I need to bring all the family. Itai is coming to the studio. Come say hello, because that's where you can see him. So, thank you for being here, sweetie. And Gina, thank you so much for bringing light into this room.
So
and
I'm embarrassed.
Embarrassed. She's embarrassed.
No, thank you. Whenever you invite me here, I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. And thank you who are here, who are there. Thank you for being here and for your courage to show up and for the love and spread the love and spread the encouragement for others. If you have any questions, you can still send me messages through the Facebook or Instagram, or if you want to show your gifts to the world here in Abracadabra, create what you speak. It's because you are creating these opportunities and gifts. Thank you so much. I'm Ilan Azulay. This is LA Talk Radio. Thank you, Sam, for taking care of everything in the back there.
Thank you, Sam.
And I'll see you soon.
Bye. Awesome.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.